Rebel Yell Podcast, Trim Live, Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are wrapping up slowly but surely the month of April. That means we're down to, for some sections, 1 week of section series left. For the bigger sections, and I mean bigger in how many teams, the two more section series left, unless teams are still playing catch-up from the nasty weather we had early in the month. But things are coming together each night. This next upcoming Tuesday, or Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, after these section series are done, we will have the updated, the latest WPIL baseball playoff clinchings on our website. Check it out, tribhssn.triblive.com. Well, our WPIAL baseball team of the week, they're still fighting for a lot of things here in the later stages, but what a week they had. They took care of business in their section series and two very impressive non-section victories. They have won five in a row, including a perfect 4-0 week. I speak of the Valley Vikings, and their head coach, Jim Bassalone, is kind enough to join us. Jimmy, congratulations on the success, all the successes that you've had in your illustrious career, but specifically this past week was a dandy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, before we get going, we had a little trouble getting you on. Let's give some props to your son-in-law who helped us from the technical standpoint. Give him a shout-out.
Thank you, Anthony.
Okay.
I appreciate your help.
And I appreciate it as well, Anthony. Thank you very much. I was looking back. You've done so many wonderful things when it comes to baseball from a high school standpoint, from a college standpoint. You mentioned before we got going, you've been retired now for a while outside of coaching, which takes up a lot of time. What are some of the other things you've been able to do now that you're all fat and happy and not working every day?
Well, I don't know about fat. I try to stay active as much as I can, so I'm probably one of the skinniest guys around. Just a lot of things around the house, spending time with my wife and my kids, my grandkids.
Are they all local?
No, my grandkids are out near Altoona. My daughter is close by, and we spend time with them as well. So those are some things I do during the off time, try to mainly on weekends, because that's the time we have available to see each other.
Sure. You were, before we start talking about your team, you were quite a pretty good ball player back in the day. You mentioned how skinny you are. Well, it led to, you obviously had some pretty good wheels too. So if you want to talk about you as a player, that's fine. But I guess the question I had was, from a high school standpoint, what has changed from when you were playing back in the 70s to the modern day high school baseball?
Well, you know, baseball is baseball. Today, they talk about the launch angle and all that stuff. Back then, there was nothing said about that. I mean, it was like, throw your hands to the ball, meet the ball, and wherever it's pitched, hit it. Jack Heimbacher was my high school coach, as well as my father, Frank Bassalone. And they were very, very good coaches and mentors, and the way they taught the game was old school. And that's kind of the way I like to be. But I had to make some changes and adaptations nowadays. There's a lot of things that they have taught me that I still use, along with Bob Morgan, who used to coach at Indiana University. I was under him for a year or two at Worcester. At college, and he taught me a lot of ins and outs and fundamentals and things like that as well. So the 45 years experience that I have, the adaptations I had to make was basically how to deal with different types of human beings In terms of, you know, sometimes somebody will do well if you pat them on the back. Other times, others will do well if you challenge them. And I try to find that happy medium, you know, to get them motivated to play well.
But the X and the X's, and that's the wonderful thing about baseball is that, you know, over a century of time, like you said, baseball is still baseball. And while how you handle the human aspect of it has changed, the X's and O's and what you need to do to be successful at this difficult game really still is the same.
Right. Correct. You know, I retired from North Allegheny, so Bob Bizzuto is a very good friend of mine, a very good baseball man.
Yes.
And when I was in the North Allegheny program, I also, you know, was under Greg Minnesota's for a while and stuff, and, you know, learned a lot there. We had a lot of success. I learned how to, not only from high school and Legion ball, but from North Allegheny, learned how to win. You know, and win the big games.
Is this current edition of the Vikings learning that? Because the evidence is starting to show on the field that they are.
Yes. We've taken this team. I've had the seniors I had since they were freshmen. And we've been developing them for quite a few years. And then, you know, the juniors as well and the sophomores. And the seniors are leading tremendously well, this group of young men. In 2018, when we won the section with Burrow, you know, we were tied with Burrow, won that section that year. The seniors led that team as well. And this team is very similar as to the number of freshmen that are playing and seniors that are playing. Mm. It's very similar.
Jim Bassalone, the head coach of the Valley Vikings, kind enough to join us. Valley in a battle in Section 3 of Class 3A, but really having an outstanding season now, 10-4 and 5-3 after their series sweep of East Allegheny in the section. Let's talk about the Monday and Tuesday victories over the Wildcats. On Monday, you guys take care of business, knocking off East Allegheny by a score of 4-2. You guys sort of jumped on them early, couple in the first, couple in the third, and then kind of had to hold on as the Wildcats tried to rally. But again, more evidence of a team that knows how to win, ending, you know, a lot of times teams will crumble in that situation when winning is not known or not taught or hasn't been earned. But again, I think it's a maturation process and a pretty nice win on Monday.
Yeah, we really enjoyed that win because last year we had lost to them 1-0 at home. Very tight battle. They scored the run in the first inning, I recall from last year, and then no runs were scored from there on out for either team. So that was something that the seniors remembered and the juniors and the sophomores as they were freshmen. And they knew coming into that game that we needed to get it, and they got it done.
And then you follow up with a Tuesday victory. And, you know, you always want to split in these section series, but if you get the chance to bring out the brooms, that's always a good thing. 6-run fourth inning. The difference is you guys beat the Wildcats again, 8-1. Just talk about that big inning.
Well, that big inning was, I'm not exactly sure how it all started out because the games are running together since we did have all that rain. You know, we started to get guys on and then we started to hit the ball a little bit. And that's always nice to see because sometimes, you know, when you struggle hitting, you struggle scoring runs. But we got on. We had smart base running that day, and we were able to get that many runs. We just kept pushing them around.
So you got the section series win, and we'll talk about your section here in a moment, the two-game sweep over East Allegheny. But your week was hardly done. You guys going full throttle in an effort, I guess, to get more games in. Wednesday, Greensburg-Salem, who is in the mix in their particular section for a playoff race, and you guys were able to beat them by a score of 6-2. Talk a little bit about that. Let me ask you this. Instead of asking for specifics of that Greensburg-Salem victory, the decision, and we'll talk about Thursday's game because it was impressive, but the decision to follow up the two section games with two non-section games, most coaches would maybe pump the brakes and maybe get one non-section game in, but you ran four straight days, four straight games.
Well, you know, the Greensburg-Salem game was played back in March, and we had a snow squall, which we had to stop in the fourth inning. So okay. When they came in, we were winning 1-0 in the full bottom of the fourth. We had a man on and a man at the plate. And we scored early, like as if the game started over again. And that's what helped us. And I really enjoy when the young men swing the bats and score early in the game. It really helps us.
Yeah, I mean, every coach always preaches that, but, you know, it's good to jump out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other game, it was Sarah Catholic. You know, I said to the boys, gentlemen, we're going to face a really, really good team. They're well fundamentally sound. They're well schooled. I said the coach, I know him very well. He and I are very good friends. And both of us enjoy playing each other because we both are a mirror image in terms of our coaching style and how we develop the young men that play for us. And it was a good game. I mean, I enjoyed it. I know he enjoyed it. And we both were glad we played each other.
Brian Zarenda has had uber success at Sarah Catholic, and they are, again, going to be one of the favorites when the Class 2A playoffs begin. Hadn't lost a game all year. You guys are tied early on. You scored two in the fourth and add a run in the fifth and sixth. Add a run in the fifth. So you guys are up 4-1. They come back with a three spot in the bottom of the fifth to tie it. And then you guys answer. Again, the sign of a winning program, a team that knows how to win. You scrape home the run in the sixth inning that turned out to be the eventual game winner in a 5-4 victory. Just another sign of where this program is, I think.
Yeah, we kind of capitalized on some of their mistakes, and that's what helped us get through that game, which a good team does.
You guys get the four wins. Two section victories over East Allegheny, the Greensburg-Salem, finishing that victory off, and then the impressive victory over Sarah Catholic, handing the Eagles their first loss. Let me do some quick math. 9 runs in 4 games, and just looking at some of your other games, even your losses, it really appears that your pitching has been very, very consistent and very strong this year.
Yes, they have.
Who are some of the guys who have carried the day, so to speak?
Well, my three seniors, Wesley Schrock, Tyler Danko, and Jake Steraniak, they're my three horses. And then I have Nico Heekins, and I have Julian Danko, who also is a freshman.
Wow.
And Dom Dunkel, who's another freshman who has come in tough situations and has really handled his own with a lot of poise. Dom finished that game at Sarah Catholic because I started Tyler Danko, and he got into the pitch count.
Right.
So we got him out and put Dom Dunkel in, and he completed the game for us and won the game.
Probably not a great thing for the various coaches in this section's blood pressure, but it is a tremendous race going on in Section 3 of Class 3A. You got one team, the team that right now sits on the perch, Shadyside Academy, they have won 6 of their 8 section games. They're sitting there at 6-2. You guys are 5-3. You got Burrell at 6-4. You got East Allegheny at 4-4. And then Deer Lakes and Derry, the two teams that you will play over the next 2 weeks, sitting there at 3-5. So it is a matter of 2 games between where you guys are sitting in second place and where Derry and Deer Lakes are right now in fifth, or tied for fifth place. Not a whole lot of wiggle room. Every game is going to be huge this upcoming week and then the following week. It's good stuff. I mean, this is it's sections like this. Whoever survives and qualifies usually does pretty well in the postseason.
Yeah, well, that's what we're hoping for. You know, the boys know that, you know, our backs are against the wall right now, and we're playing – every game is a one-game series. So there's one game left in our season, and that's the one we're going to work hard to get.
Monday, you begin your 2 games with Derry. What stands out about them that will make them a difficult challenge?
Well, from my understanding, you know, I often do some scouting reports on teams that we play. They're big, they're strong, they can hit. Their pitching's not too bad. They got a pretty decent freshman catcher. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full, just like it would be against Sarah Catholic or against any team in our section in any given day. You know, it's who's going to end up on top at the end.
It appears, now you can correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm wrong many, many times, but it just sounds like, and from an outsider's perspective, that this team is really enjoying themselves. This team is really starting to believe in themselves. Is that how you feel?
That is correct.
I mean, and from a coach's standpoint, I mean, that makes your job even better. No matter what happens in the end, playoffs, no playoffs, deep run, no deep run, that the kids are having fun, the kids are playing well, the kids are doing all the things right now to win these games, you and your staff have got to be thrilled.
We're very thrilled. You know, through the winter, my staff and I have put together a PowerPoint of a number of videos, sayings, statements, quotes, you name it. And we had the boys in, and we had a 15-minute session meeting on mental toughness. Mm. And we've kind of hammered that home all winter long, and now it's starting to sink in. And so when there's any adversity, our young men know what to do to handle it and get out of it quickly, and get right back into where they need to be. We're just hoping that carries through.
Mm. It's so great when the fruits of your labor in the off season are paying dividends in late April and into early May. That's good. It's good stuff. Jimmy, again, congratulations. Big week, 4-0. Successful season now, double-digit victories, and in pretty good shape. Still got to take care of business over these next couple of weeks. But, you know, the playoffs, that carrot is still there for the taking. Appreciate it, my friend. Congratulations, and hope to see you in the postseason.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate the opportunity.
Stay healthy.
You too.
All right, pal. Thanks.
Thanks. Take care.
YouTube, Jim Bassalone, the head coach of the Valley Vikings, our WPIL team of the week, a sweep of a very good East Allegheny team in the Section 3 series, victory, resuming a game that was suspended over a team that's in the mix in Section 4, 3A for a playoff chase, that being Greensburg-Salem, and then knocking off one of the top dogs in Class 2A, handing Sarah Catholic their first loss of the season. Derry on Monday, Tuesday for Valley. Let's get the order of that. They will be home on or Tuesday. This is actually Tuesday, Wednesday series with Derry. Home to the Trojans, then at Derry, and then they conclude on the 6th of May with a home game against Deer Lakes, and then down the road to take on the Lancers to wrap up section play. And again, it's a very tight race. Let's take a look now at 3A, 2A, and Class A heading into, for some sections, the final week of section play. Some of these sections with a lot of teams, though, they will continue on into that first full week of May. Section 1, Mohawk, Riverside, perfect. They're both 8-0. 22-1 combined are the Warriors and Panthers. Their big showdown is May 6th and May 7th, head-to-head to close out the regular season. Mohawk's got a tough one coming up with Shenango. While another team that's sort of in playoff position right now in Section 1, Neshanic. Neshanic and Shenango are actually tied. Neshanic will be taking on Riverside coming up this week. So big doings over the next 2 weeks in Section 1, 3A. Section 2, South Allegheny is 7-1. Big separation, by the way, going back to Section 1. Shenango, Riverside are 5-3, and then Elwood City 2-6. Section 2, South Allegheny leads the way at 7-1. Avonworth on their heels at 6-2, and then South Park at 5-3. Right now, Keystone Oaks has a two-game lead in the battle for fourth place. Top four teams make it to the WPIO playoffs. Golden Eagles, two up on Steel Valley. In fact, all four of those teams, South Allegheny, Avonworth, South Park, Keystone Oaks, have clinched WPIO playoff berths. In Section 3, again, as we just mentioned with Coach Bassalone, it's kind of a mess. Shadyside Academy, two losses. They're not even in games, so we'll just go with a focus on the loss column. Shadyside Academy, two losses. Valley, three losses. Burrell and East Allegheny each have four losses. Deer Lakes and Derry with five losses. Only one more section series for Burrell. Everyone else has two left. Section 4, Waynesburg Central leads at 8-0. Mount Pleasant is 7-1. Third place for McGuffey. They have a one-game lead over both Greensburg-Salem and Yawk. That leaves, of course, the Golden Lions and Cougars tied for fourth place. 2A, Section 1, the Burgettstown Blue Devils have one loss. They are 5-1. Chartiers-Houston, two section losses. They are 6-2. And then behind them, Charleroi at 6-3. Right now, fourth place belongs to Washington, which I believe split with Chartiers-Houston last week. The Little Prexies are 4-4, a game in front of Beth Center. Section 2, Seton LaSalle leads the way at 10-0. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart is a game back in the loss column at 7-1. Those two teams will play in 2 weeks on May 6th and May 7th. Excuse me. Freedom, despite a couple losses last week to Seton LaSalle, 6-3, and then a tie for fourth place between Laurel and Southside. Both the Spartans and Rams are 5-5. All right, continuing on in Class 2A, Section 3, Sarah Catholic alone on top. They're two games up on Riverview in the loss column, two games up over Greensburg Central Catholic as well. And the Eagles and Centurions will meet on Monday and Tuesday coming up this week. The fourth place team right now in that section is Jeanette, quite comfortably by three games in the loss column over Ligonier Valley, Apollo Ridge, and Brentwood. To Class A, again, another section that is just oh so tight at the top. Carmichael's and Fort Cherry deadlocked at 6-2. Avella is a game back in the loss column at 6-3, and also a game off the lead, even with Avella in the loss column, is West Green at 5-3. Section 2, Union, the Scotties, perfect thus far this season. They lead the way, two-game lead over Western Beaver, three up in the loss column on Springdale, and then both Leechburg and Rochester are four back in the loss column, and they're all two games. Those two teams are two games behind Western Beaver. Section three, Eden Christian Academy has a two-game lead over both Bishop Canavan and Carlinton in the loss column. Those three teams have clinched. Right now, three teams are sitting at 2-6, tied for fourth place, Clareton, Cornell, and Sewickley Academy. 4A, 5A, and 6A, we will take a look at that in our WPIAL Player of the Week podcast. Thanks to Jim Bassalone, outstanding head coach of the Valley Vikings, our team of the week. Thanks to Chris Lackner as well. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us. Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.